Welcome to the All About Music podcast. In 318th episode, this time we will enter the history of musicians segment where we will discuss one of the musician from USA which is famous for the pop music which is loved by many people around the world. She is Pink. Who does not know the musician who is famous for her songs entitled Get the Party Started, Don't Let Me Get Me, Just Like a Pill, etc. Next we will explain more about the biography of Pink. Stay tuned with us in this episode. Alicia Beth Moore, born September 8, 1979, known professionally as Pink, stylized as Pink, is an American singer, songwriter, dancer, record producer, and spokesperson. She was originally a member of the girl group Choice. In 1995, LaFace Records saw potential in Pink and offered her a solo recording contract. Her R&B-influenced debut studio album Can't Take Me Home, 2000, was certified double platinum in the United States and spawned two Billboard Hot 100 Top 10 songs There You Go and Most Girls. She gained further recognition with the collaborative single Lady Marmalade from the Moulin Rouge soundtrack, which topped many charts worldwide. Refocusing her sound to pop rock with her second studio album Misunderstood, 2001. The album sold more than 13 million copies worldwide and yielded the international number one songs Get the Party Started, Don't Let Me Get Me, and Just Like a Pill. While Pink's third studio album, Try This 2003, sold significantly less than her previous work, it earned her the Grammy Award for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance. She returned to the top of record charts with her fourth and fifth studio albums, I'm Not Dead 2006 and Funhouse 2008, which generated the top 10 entries Who Knew and You Plus Her Hand, as well as the number one single, So What? Pink's sixth studio album, The Truth About Love 2012, was her first Billboard 200 number one album and spawned her fourth U.S. number one single, Just Give Me a Reason. In 2014, Pink recorded a collaborative album, Rose Avenue, with Canadian musician Dallas Green under a folk music duo named You Plus Me. Her next studio albums, Beautiful Drama, 2017, and Hurts to Be Human, 2019, both debuted at atop the Billboard 200 chart, with the former becoming the world's third best-selling album of the year. Recognized for her distinctive raspy voice and acrobatic stage presence, Pink has sold 90 million records worldwide as of 2020, making her one of the world's best-selling music artists. Her career accolades include 3 Grammy Awards, 2 Brit Awards, a Daytime Emmy Award, and 7 MTV Video Music Awards, including the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. In 2009, Billboard named Pink the Pop Songs Artist of the Decade. Pink was also the second most played female solo artist in the United Kingdom during the 2000s decade, behind only Madonna. VH1 ranked her number 10 on their list of the 100 greatest women in music, while Billboard awarded her the Woman of the Year award in 2013. At the 63rd annual BMI Popping Awards, she received the BMI President's Award for her outstanding achievement in songwriting and global impact on pop culture and the entertainment industry. Alicia Beth Moore was born on September 8, 1979, in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, to emergency room nurse Judy Moore, Nakugal, and insurance salesman James Jim Moore. She has described herself as an Irish-German-Lithuanian Jew, and self-identifies as Jewish. Although a healthy baby at birth, she quickly developed asthma that plagued her throughout her early years. When Pink was a toddler, her parents began having marital problems and divorced before she was 10. Pink was trained as a competitive gymnast between the ages 4 and 12. She developed her voice early in life. She attended Central Bucks High School West. In high school, Pink joined her first band, Middle Ground, but it disbanded upon losing a battle of the band's competition. As a teenager, she wrote lyrics as an outlet for her feelings, and her mother commented, "Her initial writings were always very introspective. Some of it was very black and very deep." almost worrisome. Pink began performing in Philadelphia clubs when she was about 14 years old. She adopted her stage name, Pink, around this time. She had that nickname for quite some time by that point, and initially it had been a mean thing. She took that name from the character, Mr. Pink, in Quentin Tarantino's film Reservoir Dogs. At 14, she was convinced to audition to become a member of the all-female group Basic Instinct and earned a spot in the lineup. Ultimately, the group disbanded without releasing any material. At 16, Pink and two other teenage girls, Sharon Flanagan and Chrissy Conway, formed the R&B group Choice. A copy of their first song, Key to My Heart, was sent to LaFace Records in Atlanta, Georgia, where L.A. Reid overheard it and arranged for the group to fly there so he could see them perform. After that, he signed them to a record deal. Since the three girls were under 18 at the time, their parents had to co-sign the contract. The group relocated to Atlanta and recorded an album, which was never released, but Key to My Heart appeared on the soundtrack to the 1996 film Kazam. During a Christmas party, Reid gave Pink an ultimatum, go solo or go home. Choice disbanded in 1998. After Choice disbanded, Pink signed a recording contract with LaFace Records and began working on her debut solo album with producers such as Babyface, Candy Burris, and Tricky Stewart. Her debut single, There You Go, was released in February 2000 and became her first top 10 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, where it peaked at number 7. Internationally, the song also charted inside the top 10 in Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. In April, Pink's debut album, Can't Take Me Home, was released to commercial success. It peaked 26 on the Billboard 200 chart, and was certified double platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA, for 2 million units shipped in the United States. It also went platinum in the United Kingdom and multi-platinum in Australia and Canada, while selling over 4 million copies worldwide. Critical reception to the album was mixed. The album's second single, Most Girls, peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and became her first chart-topping single in Australia. You Make Me Sick was released as the final single and reached number 33 on the Hot 100. Pink won the trophy for Female New Artist of the Year at the 2000 Billboard Music Awards. She was billed as a supporting act on the North American leg of NSYNC's No Strings Attached tour throughout the summer of 2000. In 2001, Pink, alongside singers Christina Aguilera and Maya as well as rapper Lil Kim, performed a cover of Lady Marmalade for the soundtrack of the film Moulin Rouge. In the US, it became the most successful airplay-only single in history, as well as Pink's first number one single. The success of the single was helped by its music video, which was popular on music channels and won the MTV Video Music Award for Video of the Year. The song won Pink's first Grammy Award for Best Pop Collaboration, with vocals tired of being marketed as another cookie-cutter pop act, as well as eager both to be seen as a more serious songwriter and musician and to perform the type of music she wanted to. Pink took her sound in a new direction and sought more artistic or creative control during the recording of her second album, Misunderstood. She recruited Linda Perry, former singer of Four Non Blondes, one of Pink's favorite groups in her teenage years. Pink moved into Perry's Los Angeles home, where the pair spent several months writing songs for the album. Perry co-wrote and co-produced the album with Dallas Austin and Scott Storch, and according to VH1's Driven program, Antonio, L.A., Reid of LaFace Records was not initially content with the new music Pink was making. The album, named Misunderstood because of Pink's belief that people had a wrong image of her, was released in November 2001. Get the Party Started was released as the lead single and peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. It also became a worldwide hit, reaching number 1 in Australia, Ireland, New Zealand, Romania, and Spain, as well as spending 4 weeks at the top of the European Hot 100 singles chart. At the 2002 MTV Video Music Awards, It's music video won in the categories of Best Female Video and Best Dance Video. The album's other singles, Don't Let Me Get Me, Just Like a Pill, and Family Portrait, were also radio and chart successes, with Just Like a Pill becoming Pink's second number one hit in the United Kingdom. Misunderstood remains Pink's best-selling record with over 13 million copies sold worldwide. According to the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry, IFPI, Misunderstood was the eighth best-selling album of 2002 globally. Pink won a World Music Award for Best-Selling American Pop Rock Female Artist. She was also nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance at the 45th Grammy Awards. Faith Hill's 2002 album, Cry, features a song co-written by Pink and Perry, If You're Gonna Fly Away. In 2002, Pink headlined a tour of America, Europe and Australia, the Party Tour, as well as becoming a supporting act for Lenny Kravitz's American Tour. Pink was named the top female Billboard 200 artist of 2002. In mid-2003, Pink contributed the song Feel Good Time to the soundtrack of the film Charlie's Angels Full Throttle, in which she had a cameo appearance as a motocross race ramp owner, promoter. Featuring electronic music artist William Orbit, it became Pink's first single to miss the top 40 on Billboard's Hot 100 chart, although it was a hit in Europe and in Australia. It was later included on non-US editions of Pink's third album, Try This, which was released on November 11, 2003. 8 of the 13 tracks were co-written with Tim Armstrong of the band Rancid. Linda Perry was featured on the album as a writer and musician. Despite the album reaching the top 10 on album charts in the US and Canada, in the UK, and in Australia, sales were considerably lower than those of Misunderstood. However, it did go platinum in the US. The singles Trouble and God is a DJ did not reach the US top 40 but did reach the top 10 in other countries, and Last to Know was released as a single outside North America. Trouble earned Pink the Grammy Award in Best Female Rock Vocal Performance category at the 46th Annual Grammy Awards, and Feel Good Time was nominated for Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals. She toured extensively on the Try This tour through Europe and Australia, where the album was better received. During the same period, Pink co-wrote the song Take a Picture with Damon Elliott, which was released on Maya's album Moodrum. In 2005, Pink collaborated with Lisa Marie Presley on the track Shine. Released on Presley's second album Now What?, Pink took a break to write a song for her fourth album, I'm Not Dead, which she said she titled as such because it's about being alive and feisty and not sitting down and shutting up even though people would like you to. Pink worked with producers Max Martin, Billy Mann, Christopher Rojas, Butch Walker, Wukash Gottwald, and Josh Abraham on the album. The album, released through LaFace Records in April 2006, was a substantial success throughout the world. Particularly in Australia, the album reached the top 10 in the US, the top 5 in the UK, number 1 in Germany, and was number 1 in Australia for 2 non-consecutive weeks. The album's lead single, Stupid Girls, was Pink's biggest US hit since 2002 and earned her a Grammy Award nomination for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. Its music video, in which she parodies celebrities such as Lindsay Lohan, Jessica Simpson, Mary-Kate Olsen, and Paris Hilton, won the MTV Video Music Award for Best Pop Video. Subsequent singles Who Knew and You Plus Her Hand were substantial hits in Australia and Europe, and they later became top 10 singles in the US. In 2007, the non-US singles were Nobody Knows, a minor hit in the UK, Australia and Germany, Dear Mr. President, an open letter to the US President George W. Bush, which featured the Indigo Girls and became a No. 1 hit in Belgium, as well as a top 5 hit in Germany, Australia, and other countries, Leave Me Alone, I'm Lonely, a UK top 40 and Australian top 5 entry, and 'Cause I Can. The album has sold over 1.3 million copies in the US, as well as over 700,000 copies in Australia. The album proved very popular in Australia, with 6 top 5 singles and a record-breaking 62 weeks in the top 10. So far, the album has gone 10 times platinum. Support of the album, Pink embarked on the World I'm Not Dead tour, for which ticket sales in Australia were particularly high. She sold approximately 307,000 tickets in Australia, giving her the record for the biggest concert attendance for an arena tour by a female artist. One of the London shows on the tour was taped and released as a DVD, Pink, Live from Wembley Arena, where she sang Linda Perry's What's Up. In 2006, Pink was chosen to sing the theme song for NBC's Sunday Night Football, Waiting All Day for Sunday Night, which is a take on I Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett. She contributed a cover of Rufus's Tell Me Something Good to the soundtrack of the film Happy Feet, and lent her name to PlayStation to promote the PSP, a special Pink edition of which was released. Pink collaborated with several other artists in 2006 and 2007, when she opened for Justin Timberlake on the American leg of his Future Sex Love Show tour. She sang on the Indigo Girls album Despite Our Differences. She was featured on India Ari's song I Am Not My Hair from the Lifetime television film Why I Wore Lipstick to My Mastectomy. She wrote a song I Will for Natalia's third album, Everything and More. Outside of You, another song she co-wrote, was recorded by dance pop singer Hilary Duff and released on her 2007 album Dignity. Pink recorded a song with Annie Lennox and 22 other female acts for Lennox's fourth solo studio album, Songs of Mass Destruction, titled Sing. It was written as an anthem for HIV/AIDS. According to Lennox's website, in December 2007, a special edition Pink box, which comprises her second of fourth albums and the DVD Live in Europe, was released in Australia. It reached the top 20 on the album's chart and was certified gold, selling over 35,000 units. On August 7, 2008, Pink's single, So What, was leaked online, and radio stations across Australia were quick to give it massive airplay. Less than 6 hours after the leak, So What was voted number one on Nova 100 Melbourne and shot to number one on the Today Network's National Radio Hot 30 Countdown. On August 22, Pink announced a new track, titled Crystal Ball. On September 18, 2008, So What became her second number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100. Pink was the guest of honor at the 2008 ARIA Music Awards, which were held in Sydney, Australia, in October 2008. There she sang So What. On November 3, 2008, Funhouse debuted at number 1 on the ARIA charts. In Australia, it sold over 86,000 units in its first week, and was eventually certified 11 times platinum. On November 23, 2008, Pink performed Sober, the second single from Funhouse, at the American Music Awards. The third single was Please Don't Leave Me, with a video directed by Dave Myers. In Australia, Bad Influence was released as the album's fourth single as a promotional single for her Funhouse tour, and Funhouse was later released as the fifth single. However, Bad Influence was not released as a single in Europe until March 2010, which was after Funhouse had been released. In May 2009, Pink released a 4-CD box set of her first four albums. This set peaked at number 7 in the UK album chart. In 2009, Pink performed in The People Speak, a documentary feature film that uses dramatic and musical performances of the letters, diaries, and speeches of everyday Americans, based on historian Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States. Pink's Funhouse tour started in France on February 24, 2009, and continued through Europe until mid-May, with supporting act Ray Gunn. Pink then performed a series of shows in Australia, all of which sold out. Between May and August 2009, she performed for a total of more than 600,000 Australian fans at 58 shows around the country. On September 13, 2009, Pink performed sober while doing a trapeze act at the 2009 MTV Video Music Awards, where she was nominated for Best Female Video for So What. On January 31, 2010, Pink did another circus act in the form of Ariel Silks at the 2010 Grammy Awards, this time performing the song Glitter in the Air. She received a standing ovation. In 2013, Billboard ranked the performance as the best between 2000 and 2012. Billboard recognized Pink as the pop song's artist of the decade, according to the BBC countdown compiled by PPL. Pink was the second most played female solo artist in the United Kingdom during the 2000s decade, behind Madonna. Pink was a soloist in the remake of the 1985 charity single, We Are the World. She collaborated on the 2010 Herbie Hancock album, The Imagine Project, in which she sang Peter Gabriel's Don't Give Up with John Legend and contributed vocals to John Lennon's Imagine with Seal. India, Ari, Jeff Beck, Kanono and One, Umusangare, and others. The last collaboration earned Pink a Grammy Award for Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals. She was featured on a track titled Won't Back Down for Eminem's 2010 album Recovery. Eminem explained that he included Pink because he felt like she would smash this record. On July 15, 2010, during a concert in Nuremberg, Germany, Pink was preparing to end her concert with an aerial acrobatic routine when she was pulled off stage and onto a barricade below. Her left side flywire had been activated before the right side one had been properly attached to her harness. She was taken to a local hospital where it was determined that she had not been seriously injured. Pink sold a total of 3 million concert tickets on her 200,910 worldwide tour. According to a statement on behalf of UK tour promoter Martial Arts, in the first week of October 2010, Pink released Raise Your Glass, the first single from her first compilation album, Greatest Hits, so far. The song celebrates a decade since Pink's debut in 2000 and is dedicated to fans who have been supporting her over the years. The song reached the top of the Billboard Hot 100, becoming Pink's 10th top 10 hit and her third number one on the chart. She released the compilation album on November 12, 2010. And almost a month later she released the album's second single, named Fuckin' Perfect. The song reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100, and peaked at number 1 on the Airplay charts in Germany. On the German singles chart, the song entered at number 7 in March 2011. Pink voiced the character of Gloria in Happy Feet 2. Which premiered on November 18, 2011 in the United States. She also sings the movie's theme song, Bridge of Light. On October 7, 2011, RCA Music Group announced that it would be disbanding Jive Records, along with Arista Records and J Records. With the shutdown, Pink and all other artists previously signed to the labels would release any future material through RCA Records. In February 2012, Pink confirmed that she was in the writing process for her next studio album, The Truth About Love. She was scheduled to perform at a fundraiser for the presidential campaign of Barack Obama that June, but had to cancel her performance after she was hospitalized and underwent the removal of her gallbladder. The Truth About Love was preceded with the release of its lead single, Blow Me, One Last Kiss, in July. The single peaked at number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100, while reaching number 1 in Australia and Hungary, and the top 5 in Canada, Japan, and the United Kingdom. Released in September, The Truth About Love made its debut atop the Billboard 200 with first week sales of 281,000, making it her first number 1 album in the United States. It also topped the charts in Australia, Austria, Canada, Germany, New Zealand, Sweden, and Switzerland, and became the world's sixth best-selling album of 2012 according to the IFPI. The album was certified double platinum by the RIAA for 2 million copies shipped and has sold over 7 million copies worldwide. The Truth About Love received positive response from music critics and was nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album at the 55th Annual Grammy Awards. Try, who was released as the second single from The Truth About Love in October 2012 and became a worldwide top 10 hit, peaking at number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100. In February 2013, Pink released the fourth single, Just Give Me a Reason, featuring guest vocals by Nate Russo. Fun. It became the most successful single from The Truth About Love, topping the record charts in more than 20 countries worldwide and becoming Pink's fourth number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100. According to the IFPI, the song was the fourth best-selling digital single of 2013 with 9.9 million copies sold worldwide. The song won the Billboard Mid-Year Award for Favorite Hot 100 Number 1 Song, and garnered 2 nominations for Best Pop Duo, Group Performance and Song of the Year at the 56th Annual Grammy Awards. 3 further singles, True Love, Walk of Shame, and Are We All We Are, was released throughout 2013 to less commercial success. On February 13, 2013, Pink kicked off her sixth tour, known as the Truth About Love Tour, in Phoenix, Arizona. Billboard released a statement on June 14, announcing that Pink held the number one spot on their Hot Tours chart, as the American leg of her Truth About Love Tour grossed over $23.6 million. She still held the title a week later, as the European leg grossed $30.7 million. In addition to her work for The Truth About Love, Pink appeared on the track Guns N' Roses on T.I.'s album Trouble Man, Heavy as the Head. The song has been certified gold by the ARIA for sales of 35,000 digital downloads shipped in Australia. She also wrote 2 songs, I Walk Alone and Lie to Me, for Cher's new album, Closer to the Truth. Pink starred as a sex addict alongside Gwyneth Paltrow and Mark Ruffalo in the 2013 movie Thanks for Sharing. The official trailer was released on June 27 and the movie premiered on September 20, 2013. Her legal name, Alicia Moore, is used for the movie credits. Her role as Dee Dee was heavily praised by critics. RogerEbert.com commented on her performance saying, "Of all the cast here, the least experienced is the pop singer Pink, yet she does the best acting in the film, natural, a little harsh, a little unstable." Pink, like Macy Gray in her Lee Daniels movie roles, knows instinctively how to behave on camera by just pretending that the camera isn't there. Billboard named Pink Woman of the Year 2013. In December, the magazine also named The Truth About Love Tour the third best-selling tour of 2013 with $147.9 million in ticket sales, falling only behind Bon Jovi and Michael Jackson, The Immortal World Tour. Also in Billboard's end-of-year charts, Pink was ranked the sixth top artist of 2013 and she scored her highest charting end-of-year song and album, with Just Give Me a Reason sitting at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 and The Truth About Love placing at number 8 on Billboard 200. In Australia, Pink has had an album placed at number 1 or 2 in the ARIA End of Year Albums chart for 6 out of the past 7 years, as The Truth About Love topped the chart for 2 New Years in a row. She was the 9th top-grossing music artist of 2013, with $20,072,072.32 earned. RCA Records later announced that they have signed Pink for a multi-album deal that will last for years to come. The singer was quoted about the deal saying, "I am super-duper excited to continue onwards and upwards with RCA and my team there." That's the summary we can give you about Pink's biography. We apologize if there are deficiencies or mistakes in the words we say. Don't forget to follow and share with your friends if we are here. Okay, to close this episode, we will play a song from Pink with entitled Get the Party Started. Thank you and see you in the next episode.